Let's head to the United States now, where our correspondent Todd Zwillick has been following the first day of arguments in Donald Trump's historic criminal trial.
Well, you know, Lisa, all along on this program and elsewhere, we've been saying don't call it a hush money case, right? It's an election interference case. And if you've been following the prosecutor's filings, that's what they've been saying. That's why we've been saying it. And in opening statements today, that's exactly the case they made. If you were listening in, you wouldn't have really known much about Stormy Daniels at all until the very end. Prosecutors started off by telling the jury, black and white, this was an election fraud, pure and simple. Those are the words of Assistant Prosecutor Matthew Colangelo. He then went on to describe why it was election fraud, pure and simple. He brought out the first witness and in his opening statement described David Pecker. David Pecker was CEO of American Media Incorporated, otherwise known as the National Enquirer. And he described how the National Enquirer and Michael Cohen and Donald Trump got together and hatched a plan to do three things: to hide negative stories about Donald Trump in advance of the 2016 election, to publish disparaging stories about Donald Trump's opponents in advance of the 2016 election, and to print good stories about Donald Trump to make him seem, you know, make the candidate seem like in glowing terms in the pages of the National Enquirer and other papers. Well, then he went on to describe how this plan between these three guys became catch and kill. You've heard of that before. That was the plan to find people who had embarrassing or negative stories about Donald Trump, pay them for their stories, catch them, and then bury those stories, kill them. And that led to the prosecutor to describing three people, a doorman at Trump Tower who peddled a story that Donald Trump fathered a child out of wedlock with a maid at Trump Tower. The story turned out to be false, but the doorman was paid $30,000 and his story was killed. Then the story of Karen McDougal, the model, the Playboy playmate, who allegedly had an affair of 1 year with Donald Trump, who was paid $150,000. And then and only then, even in fact, not even then did they work their way around to Stormy Daniels. The prosecutor then described the infamous Access Hollywood tape. They're not allowed to play it in court. That would prejudice the jury, the judges ruled. But the prosecutor read the transcript of Donald Trump's infamous comments, his misogynist and assaultive comments, how he grabs women by the genitals, how he kisses them and doesn't wait for permission. And he described to the jury that this was the backdrop of what became the Stormy Daniels part, how Stormy Daniels' story then came around, catch and kill was put into effect, Michael Cohen paid her, and Donald Trump undertook a scheme to reimburse Michael Cohen to hide the information illegally and defraud voters. So only in the end did you really hear much about the porn star. The case isn't really about that.
What did we hear from the defense in response?
Well, the defense says, first of all, that Stormy Daniels is a liar and doesn't know anything about the alleged fraud on the canceled checks and in the reimbursements anyway. They deny that she ever had an affair with Donald Trump, but even if she did, she doesn't know anything about how the ledgers were recorded or what the receipts of the checks say. So don't listen to her. They said, don't listen to Michael Cohen. He's a proven liar. He hates Donald Trump. He's trying to make money for his podcast. So when Michael Cohen testifies about what he knows about this case, don't listen to him. And they also said, hey, that $400,000 that Michael Cohen was eventually paid in reimbursement and plus up and to cover his taxes, allegedly, for the $130,000 that he paid Stormy Daniels, that was just regular lawyer's fees. We said it was lawyer fees, retainer fees, and that's exactly what it was. He wasn't being reimbursed at all. He was being paid for lawyer fees, and don't believe him because he's a liar. That's essentially what the defense is saying.
And Todd, how many more days and weeks do we have of this?
Probably 4 to 6 weeks of this case. But this week, I'll just tell you quickly, it is a huge week legally for Donald Trump. Tomorrow, not in front of the jury in this case, a contempt hearing. The prosecution says Donald Trump has violated his gag order by intimidating witnesses, talking about witnesses in this case up to 10 times. They want him held in contempt, fined, and sanctioned. Then on Thursday, Lisa, the big one, the big January 6th four-count criminal indictment, the federal case against Donald Trump. He is claiming that he has immunity from prosecution because he was president when all of that stuff happened. We've never had a president charged with crimes before. That's in front of the Supreme Court for oral arguments, and that decision eventually will determine whether Donald Trump ever stands trial for the coup attempt on January 6th. It's a big week.
Big week, bit of an understatement. That's US correspondent Todd Zwillick.